Welcome back to the Palace of Rooms EQ3 Cutting Edge pregame show on CJWW. Saskatoon Blades at home again, taking on the Medicine Hat Tigers. Blades haven't played since Saturday. It's almost like a university schedule as we get into the coach show, a presentation of Key of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at keyofsaskatoon.com. Associate Coach Dan Da Silva joins me. Good thing or bad thing to have not played since Saturday, considering the effort that you got Saturday in Brandon?
Yeah, I do think it's a good thing. We had played a lot of hockey. It was a busy stretch there for us. And, you know, maybe we lack some excitement for the games, honestly. You know, we weren't quite playing up to our standard. And we had a great effort in Brandon. The intensity was there, and that's kind of what we were missing. And now we're able to have a good week of practices and kind of reset and get everybody back on the same page and hopefully have a great weekend here.
Yeah, because this is a big weekend. Obviously, you got a Medicine Hat team coming in that is trying to nail down first place in the Central Division. And then you've got an Edmonton team coming in that's giving a lot of teams a lot of trouble here tomorrow. I know that's off in the future. But tonight, that team coming in is a good test because the speed at which they play the game.
That's right. And the last time they were in here, I mean, every time we see them, they have really good starts. They come out flying. They obviously have a ton of talent, really good special teams. Power play, penalty kill for them has been great all year. So, yeah, it's a great test, and we look forward to these big matchups. They're a lot of fun. And, tonight should be a great battle between two good teams.
The discipline that you guys have, for the most part, has served you well. It's going to need to be that way because this is a pretty good power play coming in.
Yeah, and that's always our style, right? That's our culture. That's the Blades way that we play. We like to play discipline. It's always a big message, you know, before or in between periods, right? Like discipline, staying out of the box, and even more so against teams that have such potent power plays, such as Medicine Hat and the Moose Jaws of the world.
I think you guys are in kind of like a football situation. Here, football coaches talk about next man up. Lucas Hansen goes down in Brandon. Now it's basically next man up along the line amongst your forward group to come in and take over and pick up the slack.
Yeah, the lines get shuffled a little bit. And, one of our biggest strengths, obviously, is our depth. And Hudson Kibble-White, obviously, as being a young guy on an older team in his first year in the league, gets an opportunity here now, from now until whenever Lucas is back, and gets a stretch of games that he gets to play and gets, you know, give him real good experience, and especially in big games like tonight. So, and these guys have all done a great job. Every time we needed someone to step up and help or provide or, you know, contribute to the lineup, they've done that with flying colors.
Seniors night tonight here in the building. Your senior guys on your team, your three 20-year-olds. We've talked in the past about Easton Armstrong and a lot about Trevor Wong as captain. But what about Charlie Wright, Mr. Reliable, who does things a very quiet, unassuming way on the back end?
Yeah, he's a beast. He's a monster back there for us. Very, very easy to coach, that kid. He goes out and competes and plays the same way every time. Probably one of the most underrated defensemen in the league, I would say, and best shutdown guy, in my opinion, that I've seen, you know, throughout the last couple of years. So just a treat to have him on our side. It's a pleasure working with him every day, and he's really honestly a pro, and I hope he, you know, can get to the next level. But we'll focus on this year first, and then we'll see where he goes after that.
Focus on him against Gavin McKenna tonight, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good matchup right there, yeah.
Good. Dan, thanks for this. Wish you all the best this evening.
Thanks, Les.
Dan Da Silva, Associate Coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show, brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Stay tuned. Adam Ermentrout next with keys to the game. As well, we'll have the lineup changes, the out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, and tonight's officials, as well as the starting goaltenders coming up before the top of the hour. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Hockey on CJWW.